Hawaii's public schools are adjusting to distance learning after in-person classes were canceled because of COVID-19. But some students aren't checking in online, and the state hasn't been able to accurately account for those who are missing. HPR's Ashley Mizuo reports. About 180,000 students haven't been in school since taking spring break in mid-March. Instead of holding classes, educators have been teaching children online and using hard copy worksheets that families can pick up. But the Department of Education doesn't have information on how many students are actually learning in these ways. Here's Deputy Superintendent Phyllis Une-Basami.
Part of our discussion is how do we find the children who, in spite of our efforts so far, we're not comfortable that we have as many touch points with them as we would like to no touch points. What are we going to do differently to ensure that we are thinking of various ways to make it possible to have access to the students and the students to have access to us?
It's been largely left to principals to reach out to families whose children haven't responded to the schools. Roosevelt High School's principal Sean Wong says he hasn't been able to contact about 44 of his 1,400 students. But that doesn't mean that others have been engaged and learning. Again, the department doesn't have those numbers. Deputy Superintendent Une-Basami says all student-aged children are given food and education packets if they ask for them, but they're not checking IDs.
It is not about taking attendance. It is not about taking counts and saying, are you a private school? Are you a homeschool? Or are you a public school? We are just saying, if they are school-aged, let's take care of them. And so our emphasis has been about maximizing outreach into the community rather than being accurate about who we are serving.
She says school staff do identify which students may be struggling to get to a food pickup site, and those reports influence where the department may send more resources. After a month since classes closed, DOE is now just looking at packing Roberts Hawaii buses with basic living supplies, education materials, and food, and driving to certain vulnerable areas. Une-Basami says the buses might even be equipped with Wi-Fi, as has been done in cities like San Francisco. That's so students who don't have reliable internet can at least occasionally get online. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.